afternoon, and welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. I'm your host, Blair Bunmagura. Thank you, member supporters. The subject of today's program is that of English soprano Dame Maggie Tate, born April 17, 1888, in Wolverhampton, England. Tate's operatic career stretched over four decades, from her public debut at the age of 18 to her last concert appearance at the age of 68 in 1956. Tate was friends with such great French composers as Gabriel Fauré and Maurice Ravel, and she had the remarkable privilege of having coached French song and operatic roles with none other than Reynaldo Hahn, whom she adored, and Claude Debussy. And all of the aforementioned composers accompanied Tate at one point or another. Since Tate is most closely associated with French melody repertoire, the bulk of today's recordings are of Tate singing some of the most recognizable treasures from French song. In Tate's voice, we get the firmness and fullness of tone and the beauty of her high notes. We also get beautiful phrasing and clear pronunciation, although it should be noted that her French diction has an unmistakably British quality to it. Her diction is not what one thinks of as idiomatic French. On ne chante pas comme on parle, she used to insist. One doesn't sing as one speaks. And what one can hear in her voice is the Parisian fashion in the early 1900s for affecting a slight English accent. We begin with Tate performing with orchestra Chanson d'Avril, Song of April, from a 1945 radio broadcast. That will be followed by Berlioz's hauntingly beautiful Le Spectre de la Rose from Les Nuits d'Été, conducted by Leslie Heward from the London Symphony Orchestra in 1940. And finally in this segment, we'll continue with the orchestral arrangements and we'll hear Fauré's En Sourdine from another 1945 radio broadcast. Personally, I prefer the piano accompaniment of this last melody to that of the orchestral arrangement, and anyone familiar with the original song will notice that Tate took some liberties and does some composing of her own at the end. While it may not be to my personal liking, Tate knew Fauré personally, so she must have felt on some level that this would have been acceptable and well received by the composer, and that certainly doesn't diminish her moving interpretation.
puisse le chasser toutes les nuits mon spectre rose à ton chevet viendra danser
Et mon âme, et je vive.
Tate credited her vocal longevity to her technical studies with Jean Dorecki, the famed Polish tenor at the end of the 19th and early 20th century, who later immigrated to France. Much of Tate's ideas on her own voice and on her famous teacher were outlined in a biography, The Pursuit of Perfection, written by Tate's grandnephew, Gary O'Connor, in 1979, as well as Tate's autobiography, Star on the Door, published in 1958. We now turn to two songs by the composer Ernest Chausson. The first, Le Colibri, The Hummingbird, is from a 1938 performance with Tate's usual collaborative partner, the legendary English pianist Sir Gerald Moore. Although, early on in her career, she also partnered with Franco-Swiss pianist Alfred Cortot. From Le Colibri, we turn to Le Temps des Lilas, The Time of Lilacs, from Chausson's Poème de l'amour et de la mer, for voice and orchestra.
Thank you.
In this next segment, we turn to my favorite of the French composers, Henri Duparc. Tate offers some charming and lovely interpretations of Duparc's mélodie. We begin with Duparc's Chanson Triste, sad song performed by Tate and Moore. Then we'll hear two orchestrated versions of Duparc's mélodie, L'invitation au voyage, Invitation to a Voyage, and Fidèle. Tate performs with the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Leslie Hayward.
Dans ton cœur, dans ta claire de lune, oh, doux clair de lune, dessine. Et pour fuir la vie opportune, je me noirai dans ta clarté. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Singing and Other Sins. 100 years ago this year, one of the icons of French song was born, Claude Debussy, and his great output of melody all began with this next song, Beau Soir, Beautiful Evening. That will be followed by Romance, L'âme évaporée souffrante, Romance, Evaporated and Suffering Soul. Tate performs again with Moore accompanying. As it relates to Debussy, Tate was cast as Mélisande in Debussy's opera Pelléas et Mélisande, replacing the originator of the role, Mary Garden. And this was actually how she got her big break. To prepare for Pelléas et Mélisande, Tate studied with Debussy himself, and she is the only singer ever to be accompanied by Debussy on the piano with an orchestra in public.
Oh!
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and today we celebrate English soprano Dame Maggie Tate. In this next segment, we continue with Debussy and his Chanson de Billy Tiss. In the first song, a very youthful Billy Tiss sings of her awakening love in La Flûte de Pan. In the second song, La Chevelure, the love has culminated and is in full bloom. And finally, in the third song, Le Tombeau de Naiade, the fire and heat of love has been abated. This time, Tate performs with pianist Alfred Cortot.
Apprend à jouer assise sur ses genoux, mais je suis un peu tremblante. Il en joue après moi si doucement que je l'entends à peine. Nous n'avons rien à nous dire tant nous sommes prêts. Thank you. quand il eut achevé. Il mit doucement ses mains sur mes épaules. Il me regarda d'un regard si
last segment today, we'll enjoy Maggie Tate performing her good friend Reynaldo Hahn's songs L'air exquis and Si mes vers avaient des ailes, The Exquisite Hour, and If My Verses Had Wings.
Chaque branche partie la voix. This is Maggie Tate. I'd like to say a few words about my next number because I'm personally acquainted with the composer, my good friend Reynaldo Hahn. He's a grand person. His charming manner and the delicate art of his songs have always kept me under his spell. Hahn has written a number of excellent songs. I'm going to sing one of them now. His lovely Si mes vers avaient des ailes, if my songs had wings.
In addition to France, Tate lived and performed for many years in the U.S., and she married twice, once to a Frenchman that ended in divorce, and later she remarried a Canadian millionaire, Walter Sherwin Cottingham. Tate's final concert appearance was at the Royal Festival Hall in London on April 22, 1956, at the age of 68. She spent her last years teaching, and she died in London in 1976, at the age of 88. I hope you enjoy today's program featuring soprano Dame Maggie Tate. I'll leave you today with Tate and Moore performing a song written by one of their fellow countrymen, Roger Quilter's Now Sleeps the Crimson Petal. And that will be followed by one more French gem, Plaisir d'Amour by Martini. I'm your host, Blair Boone-Magura. I'll see you on a future Singing and Other Sins. Aloha. Thank you.
Yeah.